J. Danny's goodbye.
My best friend, since I was 4, died about 2 months ago from terminal brain cancer. She was only 20, and at the time, I hated the gods or goddesses, whatever you want to call them, as I never really got to say goodbye, because she was feeling really good before she passed, and they were confident that they had gotten all of the tumor out. Now, to really understand the story, you have to understand the type of person Danielle was. She would put others above herself, and she was even willing to give up her treatment because of her family. She was the best person that I have ever known. I didn't know that she had died until the 26th of June, and I was heartbroken. When we were younger, and we still lived close together, we would always take a flashlight and shine at each other's window, kind of like Morse code. She would flash her light 4 times for I love you, and 7 times for good night, and 9 times for goodbye. Well, after one of our mutual friends called me to tell me that Danny had passed away, I was in my room crying at about 4 a.m. I was hurt and scared and mad that I didn't get to see her or tell her goodbye. I finally drifted into an uneasy sleep at about 4:30. My grandmother's dog came in and woke me up at 5. And I will admit that even though I was half asleep, I know what I saw. I saw Danny sitting at the end of my bed, and she was holding a flashlight. She flashed it at me 4 times to tell me she loved me, and another 9 to say goodbye. By this time, I was sitting up in the bed, and as I started to open my mouth to say something, she blew me a kiss and was gone. After that, I was strangely calm, and I finally drifted into a decent night's sleep where I dreamt of all the fun we had when we were little. It's been almost 2 months now since she died, and I have broken down a few times. But I remember that night, and everything seems all right. I guess she couldn't leave without telling me that she would be watching over me. Sarah, Kentucky, USA.